Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman le'ilui nishmas HaRav Yaakov ben Matisyahu.
We're learning Maseches Pesachim. We're up to Daf Kuf Tezvav. We're going to start from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yedalim and Beis, where the Gemara starts the sugi pshita hechadik ashar yirakos. The Gemara says that when there are other vegetables, that's pasha to the Gemara, on the other vegetables you make a boy pri adam and you eat them. And when you get to mar, then you make a bracha lachilas mar and eat mar. So the Gemara is mashma that you do not make a bracha of boy pri adam when you eat mar. You make the bracha of boy pri adam when you eat the shai yirakis, what we call karpas. And when you eat the mar, you don't make the bracha of boy pri adam, you just make the bracha lachilas mar. Come out to Mefurish in the Gemara. The Machlokes Yishainim, why? The Rishbam says that the reason why you make a bracha bari priya, you don't make a bracha bari priya dama when you get to the mar, is because the yaitza with the bari priya dama and the yirakos on the karpas that you had before. That since you made the bari priya dama on the karpas, so you yaitza the bracha bari priya dama then, and memela, you don't have to make a bracha bari priya dama on the mar. Taisus argues, Taisus earlier held that the Asakasha, why do you make a Bari Priya Gofen on all the Dalit Kaisis? Why aren't the Yetzer by the second Kais with the Bracha of Bari Priya Gofen that you made on the first Kais? The Taisis says there that since you're not allowed to eat during the Haggadah, even if you're allowed to eat during the Haggadah, but you're not allowed to eat when you get to Hallel with a Bracha on the Haggadah, you're not allowed to eat at that time. So male, that's a Hefsik. So there's a Taisis in Afkav Gimel in Beis, the Vemaskler of Ashi. He says that's a Hefsik. And mainly, you're not yaitza with the bracha of first bari priya gofen on the first kais to the bari priya gofen on the second kais. So lefiz that taisus holds, who would then by bracha of adama, also he wouldn't be yaitza to hefsik. So he wouldn't be yaitza with the bracha he made adama in the karpas on the mara that you're eating afterwards, because the halal and the asher golanu, since you're not allowed to eat then, that's a hefsik. That's a hefsik, so male, the bracha wouldn't carry over to afterwards. So male, the Taisa says, Ipshat, it's because since the mara you eat after you eat the matzah, so the mara is considered a paparis a pass, it's considered a chelik of the suda. It's considered varma ba machmas a suda. So there's two machlaikis in here. The Taisa says, one machlaikis, if there's a hefsik from the beginning of the Seder to the end of the Seder, and there's a hefsik from the brachas that you made before the Haggadah and the Hallel to what you eat after the Haggadah and the Hallel. Now, Taisus holds that since you're not allowed to eat during the Hallel and during the Asher Galonu, that's called the hefsik. And the Rishbam holds, no. The Rishbam holds that even though you're not allowed to eat, the Gemara earlier talks about the Chaveirim that left there. They went to daven. You're not allowed to eat during davening either. So, but still, the davening's not called the hefsik. So, who did he? It's not called the hefsik. That's one machlokes. We can't get in barichas to all the pratim of the machlokes, but it's one machlokes if you have a hefsek between the beginning of the Seder after the Seder. And then there's another machlokes that Taisus holds that the mar is called the dvarma ba machmas suda. Taisus holds the mar is considered part of the suda sumela, just like when you wash, you make a mitzvah, eat bread, you pata with the bread the entire suda, so the mar is considered part of the suda. The Rishbam Vaisis holds, the Mara is not considered part of the Suda. You're not eating the Mara al Suda. You're eating the Mara al Mitzvah of Achilas Mara. So the Mara is not considered to have a Shaykhis of the Suda. So it needs a Bari Pri Adama. So why do you make a Bari Pri Adama? It's because the original Bari Pri Adama patis it. An afkamina la'alacha between Taisus and the Rishbam is whether you make Bari Nefashis after the Karpas, after the Yerakis you ate before. According to the Rishbam, since with this Bari Pri Adama you mechaven to pater the mar, so mainly you can make a bari nefashis after you ate the karpas, because you still need the bari pri adama to pater the mar. So mainly you don't make a bracha achrein after the karpas. It's one considered one achila with the mar. Hashem gain taisis and nafkav gilma bay says mefurish that you make a bari nefashis after the karpas hagufa because it's a hefsik. I mean, it's not considered the same achila. So you make a bracha achrein after the karpas. So since it's a suffix, if you make a bracha bari nefashis after you finish the karpas or not, so because of that, Paiskim say the Maril, the Shulchan Aruch, they all say to eat the karpas, the original yirakis, less than the kazayis. If you eat less than the kazayis, then l'chuli alma, you don't make a bracha achreina. And according to the Rishbam, you mechaven to be yetzer demar. And according to Taisus, you don't have to mechaven to be yetzer demar because the mar is being yetzer with the matzah. But al kapanim, according to either of them, you would not make a bar nefashis because you're eating less than the kazayis. Now the Bi'ur HaGra asks, that misses it's a machloikis apaiskim, whether you make a bracha bar pregafen on the second kais. The mechabataka passes, you don't make a bracha bar pregafen on the second kais. Because the first kais, pat is the second kais. Not like Taisus earlier. Not like Taisus that says that a god in Hallel is a hefsik. It's not a hefsik. So mele ain't a chanam, you don't make a bracha on the second kais. And that's a shita sarash, that you don't make a bracha on the second kais. Mashain Kain, the Ramah paskins, you do make a bracha on the second kais. So for the guy, and if we paskin alach l'maisi, you make a bracha on the second kais. Vaisdais, we paskin, it is a hefsik. So vaisdais, we paskin, that you can't be yaitz to the bayer pri adama that you made on the carpus, you can't be yaitz with the mar. Because it's a hefsik. Because if you could be yaitzah with the bari pri adam you made on the carpet, you could be yaitzah with the mara. So why don't you say the same thing with the kaisis? And be yaitzah with the bari pri gafan on the first kais, be yaitzah the second kais. So muzayin, since we make a bracha bari pri gafan on the second kais, we paskin lalach, it is a hefsik. So ay bazai zak the gain, so we should paskin alach lamaisa, not a suffik, that it's a hefsik, and you make a bari nefashis after the carpas. So that's how the Gaon Paskins that if you happen to eat a kazayis of karpas, so then you do make a bracha achreina. Not like the Shulchan Aruch, the Paskins that even if you eat a kazayis, you don't make a bracha achreina because of a suffik, and mele you should lessen the kazayis in order to avoid the suffik. The Magen Avraham already says, like Abed Adala Kaisis already has the same kasha. And the Magen Avraham says, there's another reason why I make a bracha by a pergaf and all the kaisis. The Rif says, since they're all mitzvah of the atzma, they all need a bracha of the atzma. So it was under a shmuz. We have it early in Daf Kuf Ches, this riff. So l'alach l'maisa, we don't paskin like the Gaon. We paskin that it's a suffik, and memela, you don't need a kazayis, and if you happen to eat a kazayis, so then you don't make a bracha achreina on the karpis, because we have it said that, like the Rishbam, that you are yaitza with the bayir priyadama, you are yaitza the mar. I, by Bari Priya Gafan, will make a Bari Priya Gafan of the Kaisis. That's a different reason. That's because each Kaisis mitzvah of the Atzmas, even without a Hefsik, you need a Bracha Bari Priya Gafan on all the Kaisis. And we can't be Mayrich now what that Svar is. Like upon him, the Gaon, it says in the Seder Agad of the Gaon, his minig was to take a Dafke Ida Kazayis of Karpas, like the Shita Sarambam, that holds that you need a Kazayis even for the Yerakis Rishainis, and he would take a Bari Nefashis after Karpas. Back to the Gemara. So Ravuna held that if you have only, the Gemara says, if all you have is Chazeres, it's the only vegetable you have. So what do you do? So Ravuna says, you eat the Chazeres for the Tibur Rishon and you make a Bari Pri Adama. You don't make a Al-Achilas Mar. And then afterwards you eat the Matzah, you eat the Mar for the Chazeres for the Tibur Sheni. And there you make a bracha of al achilas mar. The Rishonim say klar in Ravuna. The Ravuna holds mitzvah shrichas kavana. If Ravuna would hold mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana, wouldn't be shy of such a thing, because then avadi would be yaitzah the mitzvah by the first time you ate chazeres. So since you yaitzah the mitzvah then, it's not shy to make the bracha later. Later you're not being yaitzah the mitzvah, you're already yaitzah the mitzvah. Later is only also keil l'tinaikis, like the Gemara said. So may it be a bracha levatala later. So Avada, if you hold mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana, Avada, you'd have to make the bracha of Adam and Alechilas Mar on the first tibul, because that's when you're being yaitz in the mitzvah. And if you didn't make a bracha then, Avada, you won't make a bracha later. It's a bracha levatala, because you're ready yaitz in the mitzvah. So Mamela, Ravuna holds, like Rish Lakish, that mitzvahs shrichas kavana, and therefore you're not yaitz with the first mar, because you have no kavana to be yaitz in the mitzvah, and therefore, you don't make a bracha al-achilas mar there, you make a bracha al-achilas mar on the second table. That's Shita Shavun. Rav Chista asked the Makasha, la'acha shemila kvesim and achayzim u'arach alea. You ready, filled your stomach with the chazaris, and then you're going to make a bracha. So Rav Chista said, no. Originally, you make a bracha bar pridama and al-achilas mar and eat, and in the end, you make a bracha of chazaris You eat a chazer, so that any bracha, because you already made the alachilus mar in the first chazer that you ate. So there's a machlekes yishayin. What's takip shadin of chista? The gemara says hilchas a gavasi there of chista. You're passing like a chista. So it's a machlekes yishayin. What's pshat? Big nafkemina la alacha. The Meiri learns that simply that a chista holds mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. Mitzvahs ain't shrichas kavana. That's what he means. Why did chista say such a lashon lachish a mila kreisim and a hey chayzu mavarich? Why don't he say he already ate in the mitzvah? That's what he means. He's a tzaguzma. He says, "Episah guzma dikaloshin." What he already filled his stomach with the mara means Avadi was yaitzin the mitzvah mara. I didn't have kavana. Mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. So Avadi was yaitzin the mitzvah mara, and therefore he can't make a bracha after he's already yaitzin the mitzvah of mara. So that's the machlekish avuna of chista. Avuna holds like a shlokish that mitzvah shrichas kavana, and a chista holds that mitzvah ain't shrichas kavana. The gemara already before said it's a machlekish tanon. And the psak is like a chista and mitzvahs ain't shirchas kavana, and therefore you can't make the bracha l'chilas mar the second time. You dafka have to make the bracha l'chilas mar the first time, because that's when you've been yaitz in the mitzvah. But all the other rishayim, Taisus, the Ramban, the Ran, they all hold that the lashon and the gemara is not mashma that way. The lashon and the gemara is mashma l'achash and mila kresim and ohei chayzim uvarach is mashma, even if you're not yaitz in the mitzvah. Even if you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah, but stam. You can't eat maror and mila kreisa from maror and then make a bracha lechilas maror. It smells like a chucha. Looks bad. Looks funny. That you already ate the maror and now you're making a bracha lechilas maror. Looks very madna. Chazal wouldn't be misakin, even if you're not being yaitz in the midst of maror with the karpas, that you should mamish eat the maror be mila kreisa menu and then make a bracha lechilas maror. Not shaykh. Now, there's a machlekes Rishonim, though, what's takip shan in a chista? What does a chista hold you do? The Ramban al-Mulchamis, and the Chidush HaEran also holds this way, holds that even though a chista holds mitzvah shrichas kavana, or he could hold mitzvah shrichas kavana, because his kasha was, even like the Mandiyom, and mitzvah shrichas kavana, still, even if you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah, it doesn't pass that you make a bracha after you already ate the mar. Even if you weren't yaitz in the mitzvah. But Rav Chista's eitzah to make the bracha on the first tibul, avada means that you've been yaitz with the first tibul. Rav Chista's just saying it's not shayich that Chazal should make a takana that you should eat chazeris from the first tibul, be mili kreisim imenu, and then make a bracha al lechilas mar, even though you're not yaitz. So what is a takana's Chazal? The takana's Chazal is to taka make a bracha on the first tibul and be yaitzah then. So memela, you've been yaitzah with the first tibul, and the second tibul is also keilatinaikis. Even though you hold mitzvah shichas kavana. And if you ate the first tibul with that kavana, you wouldn't be yaitzah. But you'll have a problem with the bracha. Because to make a bracha on the second tibul, since you already ate mar, even if you weren't yaitzah in the mitzvah, looks funny. You're already mila kreisim menu, now you're making a bracha. Looks funny. Elamai, you're going to make a bracha on the first tibul. You could only make a bracha on the first tibul if you're going to be yaitz in the mitzvah on the first tibul. So mail according to Avchista, you be yaitz in the mitzvah on the first tibul, and the second tibul is for keilatinaikis. But Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds that since your mitzvah shrichas kavana, and the ikar time that you're supposed to be yaitz in the mitzvah mar is after matzah or matzah simurim mechlu, so even though all you have is chazeres and you need a tibul rishon for keilatinaikis, but still you should bedafka not have kavana to be yaitz with the first tibul and be yaitz with the second tibul. Now, what's the pshat? You make the bracha on the first tibul. Taisa says it's not a problem. Even though you're only being yaitz with the second tibul, but the bracha you make on the first tibul works. The bracha you make on the first tibul works, and he says, I'll bring a dugma to it, just like by Tkiyas Shefer. Tkiyas Shefer, we have Tkiyas de Me'umin and Tkiyas de Me'yushev. You have the Tkiyas you have before Musaf, and you have Tkiyas Shefer, I'll say there are brachas in Musaf. Zak Taisus, the Iki you've been yaitzah for is the Tkiyas, I'll say there are brachas. That's when Tkiyas in Iskan, I'll say there are brachas. Malchus, Chaynish, and Shefers. That goes into the Tkiyas Shefer. Now, as a tkiyas miyushev, why do we do it? They'll arvivis a satan. We do twice, he'll arvivis a satan, the Gemara says. But still, we make a bracha on the tkiyas de miyushiv, the tkiyas we have before davening. And with that bracha, we yaitz in the mitzvah by the tkiyas de moment. So here, too, it's the same thing. You make a bracha on l'chilas marar on the first timu. And even though that's not the ikka mitzvah, that's not where you're being mekayim the mitzvah, the key in mitzvah is only with the second timu. But still, the bracha works on the first timu. What's pshat in Tosfos? If you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah, how are you making a bracha now? What's shaychus to the bracha? So I would like to be masbir. Pshat in Tosfos, that the bracha of the mitzvah is on the maisa mitzvah. You're making a bracha on the maisa mitzvah. Mir advarim, there are two dine hefsik that exist. There's a hefsik between the bracha and the asiyah, and there's the hefsik in the hemshech. L'mashal, by eating, you have this all the time. Person makes a bracha on the food, he can't talk at all until he eats the food. That, the dine hefsik, is very chum. If he talks, he says a few words before he eats the food, he has to make another bracha. Mashenkin, once he took the first bite of the food, so avada the bracha goes on the rest of the food also. And if he's mafsik l'mashal, like we have early in the parak, he does shinir makam, he does hasach hadas, or whatever it is, he has to make another bracha. Because we're saying the bracha continues on the whole thing that he eats. But already, once he started eating, the dine hefsik are not as severe. Already you need a whole full hasach hadas or shinir makam in order to be called a hefsik. But just talking l'mashal wouldn't be called a hefsik. So the similar thing Tosfos holds with mitzvahs. And it's true by mitzvahs also. Person makes a bracha on a mitzvah. A mitzvah takes time, like bedikas chametz. You make a bracha on bedikas chametz. You make a bracha on bir chametz. So if you talk before you start the bedika, you have to make another bracha. Mashenkin, once you started the bedika, so then if you talk, you don't have to make another bracha. Only if you mamish mesiach das, then you have to make another bracha. But the bracha works once you started right away. The bracha works for the whole hemshech of the mitzvah. So this is what Tosfos holds. Even if you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah at all in the beginning, like here, where you're eating chazeres and you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah because you miss the shrichas kavana. But since you started with the maisa mitzvah, so the bracha has what to be chal on. The bracha is chal on the maisa mitzvah. And memela the bracha is chal, memela now, the dine hefsik, even if you talk or you wait a little bit of time, that's not called a hefsik anymore. You would need a full hesach hadas in order to make a hefsik. So that's the pshat. The about the brachas on the maisa mitzvah, so that's pshat in the Gemara's kash. Even though you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah earlier, but lemaisa you started the maisa mitzvah earlier, so it doesn't look right that you're doing the beginning of the maisa mitzvah, you're eating the actual chazeres without a bracha, and then afterwards you're making a bracha. So you have to make a bracha in the beginning, when you first start doing the maisa of achilas mar. I ain't not being yaitz in the mitzvah till later. Good, but once you have the bracha as a makan to be chal, the mela, all the achilas mar that you're doing in this sitting without a hesach hadas would also be included in the bracha of the achilas mar. And same thing with tkiyah shayfer. Even though the ikat tkiyah shayfer is at tkiyah to moment, that's when you're being yaitz in the mitzvah. The tkiyah to miyushiv is just larva vs. satan. But still, since you're doing a mice of tkiyah shayfer, you make the bracha earlier, and that works for the entire tkiyah shayfer. That's a svar of Tosfos. But like we said, the Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran hold that way. The Ramban and Lachamis and the Ran hold that if you just make a bracha and you're not being yaitz in the mitzvah altogether, because mitzvah shichas kavana, you can't make a bracha, it's bechlal not a bracha la mitzvah. So if Chis's kasha was a good kasha, it looks funny if you make a bracha on the mar after you ate the mar. But what's the teretz? Then you make the bracha on the first tibul. But if you're making a bracha on the first tibul, that only works if you take it being yaitz in the mitzvah in the first tibul. The Rishbam and Rashi also mashma like the Mechamis and the Ran. They both say, "Ulbesayif achol b'loy bracha." They say, "Mishneboi chay tibule." It sounds clear from them that the second chazeres that you're eating, according to Rav Chista, is only al sekel tinaikas al chay tibule. But be'etzim yaitz in the mitzvah ready from the first tibul. Either they hold like the Meiri, that Rav Chista holds mitzvahs ain't sriches kavana, so yaitz from the first one. Or they hold like the Melchamis and the Ran, that even if he holds Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, but once you have to make a bracha on the first tibul because it is far of Lacha Shemila Kresai, so Memela, you won't be able to be Yaitzah Demar at any other time other than the first tibul, and the second tibul is only Al Tzakeh Litinaikis. So Kum Tais, the Rishbam, Rashi, and the Melchamis, and the Ran all hold that Yaitza according to Hefchista with the first Tibo. Taisis, and like we'll see, the Rosh and the Tur, they hold that Yaitza with the second Tibo. The Mishneh Berurah in Siman Tafayin A holds that there's a big nafkamina la alocha between these in this machlokes. The nafkamina is which one eat chareisus. The emes is like we said. Taisus earlier holds any time you have chazeres eat chareisus, but the Rosh holds, and that's how we paskin, that only when you're eating the mara for the mitzvah then you need chareisus. Mashen kain, when you're not eating the mara for the mitzvah, if you're just eating the mara because of the trei tibulei, then you don't need chareisus. So, according to the Taisvis, and this also he holds, the Rosh and the Tur also hold the way, because the Rosh and the Tur say mefurish, that the first tibul you don't need chareisus when you're using chazeres. So then, the chareisus you should eat afka by the second tibul. The chareisus you should eat afka by the second tibul. Because that's when you've been yaitz in the midst of mara. Even though you're making a bracha al achilas mara by the first tibul, but that's not when you've been yaitz in the mitzvah. You've been yaitz in the mitzvah by the second tibul. That's when you should have the chareisus. Mashaken, according to the Ramban and the Ran, and like we said, Rashi and the Rishbam, you should eat the chareisus dafka by the first tibul. That's when you have to have chareisus, because that's when you've been yaitz in the mitzvah of mar. Another nafkamina, he says, is when you have to eat a kazayis. Like we said, karpas, the tibul rishon, doesn't eat kazayis. The one like Kaira doesn't need kazayis. The Rambam holds they need kazayis. So Ipasa doesn't need a kazayis. The Mora needs a kazayis. So according to Taisus, when you have the chazeres first, even though you're making a bracha al achilas mara, but at this point you don't yet need a kazayis. You make a bracha al achilas mara, but you don't need a kazayis because you're only doing it laheker. And again, hayais, you are doing an achilas mar, you're starting eating the mar, just like if you ate mar less than a kazayis in your talk, you could finish the mar. That's not called the hefsik. So here, as long, even if you eat less than a kazayis, it's chal the bracha al achilas mar, and that bracha will be nimshach then for the mar that you eat afterwards. Because it's chal, because you started eating the mar now, but you didn't eat a kazayis. But according to the Ramban, fakir, this is when you've been yaitz in the midst of the mar, you have to eat a kazayis now. Faket, the one after the matzah is only a keilatinaikis. That one you wouldn't need a kazayis. Yeah, so lamaisa blives a machlaikis achreinim, achreinim, like we said, when in this svar of acha shemila kreisimenu, which is mechayiv to make a bracha on the first one, you have that machlaikis. Which one is it? Which one you've been yaitzu with? Taisis holds you've been yaitzu with the second one. Shainim holds you've been yaitzu dafka with the first one. And lachayiv the same machlaikis lavet kia shayfer. Taisis here says a big chiddush, that you're not yaitzu with the tkiyas to miyushiv. The tkiyas to miyushiv is only l'arev v'sasotan. You yaitzu with the tkiyas to mu'umid, because the tkiyas to mu'umid was said, I'll say the rabrachis, that's when the tkiyas is supposed to be done. Chazal m'sak and tkiyas, I'll say the brachis, malchis, achrenis, and shayferis. They go together with the tkiyas shayfer. The tkiyas to miyushiv is l'arev v'sasotan. So male acquainted tesis, you're not yaitzu with the tkiyas to miyushiv. So if a person just heard the tkiyas to miyushiv, he was planning on hearing the tkiyas to mu'umid, and then an oinus happened, he couldn't be there by Chazaris Hashatz, he missed the tkiyas the moment. He has to blow over Shaif himself, to be able to miss the rice of Shaif, Lefi Taisus. That's the Chayra comes out. Lefi the Rishayim, no. Since he's making a bracha on the tkiyas the miyoshiv, it's behechach of being yaitz in the mitzvah, but the tkiyas the miyoshiv. And the tkiyas the moment is only to be fulfilled at the Kanas Chazal, to also have tkiyas, I'll say there are brachas. But I've added it, when you've been yaitz in the mitzvah, the rice, dafka by the tkiyas the miyushiv, because that's when the brach is. The Chazanish tells us that Taisus in Rosh Hashanah says the minig was then that at tkiyas the miyushiv they'll blow all 30 tkiyas like we blow, all 30 tkiyas, 3 times tkiyas shvarim to a tkiyah, 3 times tkiyas shvarim tkiyah, 3 times tkiyah to a tkiyah. At tkiyas the miyushiv they wouldn't blow all 30. They would blow by malchis tkiyas shvarim to a tkiyah, by zechreinis tkiyas shvarim tkiyah, and by shayfis tkiyah to a tkiyah. And Rabbeinu Tam was manig that faket, they should blow tkiyah shvarim to a tkiyah by all three. And Taisus there says that since the tkiyah to miyushiv, tkiyah the woman is not mikra din, you're ready yaitzah the tkiyah shayfa, so you don't have to go into all the different svekas. Taisus talks about that. Taisus there is klar mashma that the ikki you've been yaitzah with tkiyah to miyushiv, not with tkiyah to moment, not like Taisus here. The few was saying, l'chayr Taisus Rashana holds like the Ramban, and the Ran, and Rashi and the Rishbam, that when you make a bracha, you have to be yaitza at that time. Now let's go to Levite in the sugya. The Gemara says, Amar Avina, Amli Amar Shai Shibreiz Nasin Hachiyam Hillel Mishmeid de Gemara. This Hillel is the Amir Hillel, not the Hillel Azakein that we have later. But he said, Lenichrich Inish Matzu Mara Bahadi Adadi Venechel. You're not allowed to eat the matzah and the marah together in one shot and eat it. Mishun the sviyul on matzah bezman azed deraisa. Umarah derabanan, because we hold matzah bezman azed deraisa, marah derabanan. For asi marah derabanan, mevatel matzah deraisa. So the marah, which is only a mitzah derabanan, is going to be mevatel the matzah that's deraisa. Tfilu man diyam and mitzahs e mevatel azu azu. Hani mili deraisa be deraisa. Ay derabanan be derabanan. If you have two mitzvahs deraisas, you're allowed to eat them together. If you have two mitzvahs derabanan, you're allowed to eat them together. Avo deraisa v'derabanan, asi derabanan v'atalel deraisa. But if it's deraisa derabanan, so then the mitzvah derabanan is mevatel the mitzvah deraisa, because the Bible says Rishus b'negev the deraisa. Then the Gemara says, man tana de shamasle mitzvahs e mevatel azuazu. Which tana holds that mitzvahs are not mevatel each other? When they're both deraisa, they're both derabanan. Hilali. Till the Tanya Armul of Hill Shekarchum Asachis for Eichlan, Shenemel Matzisim Roy Michlu. Hill used to be Kayach them, eat them together, because it says on Matzisim Roy Michlu. And the Mela, he holds that the mitzvahs are Mavatlazuzu, that's why he ate it together. Agav is a machlaikis, Rishainim, what he ate together. In Rishbam it says, and most of the Rishainim, it says he ate the Pesach Matzu Umara together. The Pesach Matzu Umara, he ate all three of them together. That's what most Rishayim hold. But in Rambam it says, that you eat the matzah and marah together, and then you eat the Pesach. And the Ravid says it goes like Hillel. Not mamish klar that the Rambam's passing like Hillel, but pashtus the Rambam means like Hillel. They eat the matzah and marah together. And he says, and then you eat the Karban Pesach. Vais dais, the din matzah marah mechlu is just the din matzah and marah have to be together. The Pesach doesn't have to be together. The Taz is Ma'ir. When we eat the Kairich, we say, Kacha Yehil Oysim, as Manchu says, Kayim Ha'yakarich Matzu Mor Va'ichlam Yachat. He used to put the Matzu and Mor together and eat them. The Taz is Ma'ir, we should really say, Ha'yakarich Pesach Matzu Mor Va'ichlam Yachat. And some of God has have that, that we eat the Pesach Matzu and Mor together. That's what the Taz is Ma'ir. The Chagyankiv says, it's not Pashit. The Rambam holds that all he ate together was the Matzu and the Mor, not the Pesach. So Mela, that's why it's good that God says he was Karech Matzah Mor. Call it the Shita Saramba. That only the Matzah and the Mor have to be together, according to Hillel. The Pesach doesn't have to be together. And he says that even if you hold the Pesach, has to be together, but since we're only eating the Matzah Mor, so we're only eating the Matzah Mor as Echel HaMikdash Kehillel. So he mentioned what Hillel did with the Matzah and the Mor. We don't mention the Pesach, because we're not eating the Pesach. We don't want people to think that we're eating the Pesach now. It's Echel Kachim Mechutz. So Mela, we say Karech Matzu Mor, even like the Shita Surishainim, that it was Karech the Pesach. There's another interesting Nakuda, a Machlaikis Iran and the Rambam. And the Ran says, L'shitasai, that he eats the Pesach Matzu Mor together, that the Pesach is a din esmi nechal ala seiva. The Pesach has to be the last thing. We'll learn about that in the later sugyas. Pesach has to be the last thing. So Mela, Dr. Ran, Lefi Hillel, they ate the Pesach Matzah Mor all together, the last thing. The last thing in the Suda was the Pesach Matzah Mor that was Karech together. So what do you eat in the beginning of the Suda? You ate Matzah that wasn't Shmurim Matzah. Matzah that you weren't yet to the Chayvis Matzah. Because the Matzah for the Chayvis Matzah has to be eaten Machreina. So in the beginning of the Suda, you ate not Matzah. That's what the Ran says. In Rambam it says no. In Rambam it says that you eat Taka the Matzah Mor together like we said. But even the Pesach, he says, you eat the Pesach right after the Matzah Mor. You eat from the Pesach. And then you eat the Suda, whatever you want. And then afterwards, the last thing you eat is a piece of Karban Pesach, Bisman Abayis. And that Karban Pesach, the Bachrein, isn't Bekricha. And the Ram Stam holds that the Matzah Mor is not Karach together with the Pesach. But Smashmet, the Ram Melt Stam, the Ikan Mitzvah's Karban Pesach, you make a bracha on the Karban Pesach, eat it beforehand. There's Granit Din, you have to eat the Pesach later. We'll get more into this Machlaikis in the later Suga Be Meftin Acha Pesach Afikayman. Al Kabanim, like we said, there's a Machlaikis. If Hillel was Karach the Pesach Matzah Mor together, it was just the Matzah Mor together. Then the Gemara says, Amr Ab Yechanan, Chalkan Al Chaveyev Al Hillel. that the Rabbanan argue on Hillel. The Tanya Yochel Karchem Asachas Leichen Gederek Shil Leichlan. Tamalei Malmatzim Murei Michlu. I feel as if that's a Zebif Neatzmai. That there's a brisa that says that you would think you have to eat them together the way Hillel did it. No, the Malta says Malmatzim Murei Michlu. That teaches you even each one Bifnei Atzmai. So Maskor Avashi Yochi Maya Filu. So what do you mean, the Cholkin, if a Cholkin, so Maya Filu, what do you mean, Afilu? If they all mitzvahs are Mevat Lazuazu, so they should all dafka Zeb Bifnei Atzmai, Zeb Bifnei Atzmai. Why Afilu? You should only be Eitzu when you eat each one Bifnei Atzmai. Elam Revashi Haitan Hochi Katani. Yocha lo yatsu dechavasa Elam Kain Karchman Vasakas for Eichlan Kaderik Shil Eichlan. So Rashi says, what the Braisa means is, not that you're only Yaitzif eat them separately because you're mitzvahs mevat lazuazu. No, you're really Yaitzif even if you eat them together, but you would think you have to bedavki eat them together. You're not Yaitzif unless you eat them together. The Meli have the Pasuk, Amatshim Mechlu, to tell you, even if you eat them separately, you're Yaitzif. Now, in this Shakla Vitaya, there are three Pshatim in the Rishonim. And we'll explain them echad echad. We'll explain each one. The three pshatim in the Rishayim had to understand this shakla v'tayir. Rabbi Yechanan saying cholka chaverei v'alilo, and Ravashi's taina and Ravashi's pshat in the brisa. Taisus goes like this. Taisus asks the kasha, if Ravashi's maskana is that according to Rabbanan yaitz either way, yaitz is saiv eat together and saiv eat it separately. That's the filu zebif neatzma zebif neatzma. Kosh ken yaitzu and eat them together. If that's true, so factisis, so where's the Rabbanan that hold that mitzvahs are mevat lazuazu? Where's the Rabbanan that hold that mitzvahs, Hillel holds mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu, because you eat the matzah and marah together, not mevat to each other. The Rabbanan also hold the yaitza if you eat the matzah and marah together. They just hold that you also yaitza if you eat them separately. So where do you have a man the Amman that holds that mitzvahs mevat lazuazu? The Gemara before said that even if you hold mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu, but that's only deraisa and deraisa, derabanan, but derabanan is mevatel deraisa. But vaisdeis is a man the yom, but holds the mitzvahs mevat lazuazu. And the Gemara says, Hillel is the one that holds the mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Cholkanov chaveri vel Hillel, derabanan hold the mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu. And now, the braisa that the Gemara brought, lemaisa, Rav Ashi says it means, afilu zeb if the answer is zeb if the answer is kosh came together. So according to everyone, you can eat it together. So everyone should hold mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu. What's the pshat? Then Taisus asks another kasha. How do we know that Hillel holds that mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu? Because Hillel holds they eat the matzah marah together. Here the pasuk tells you dafki eat it together. Here the pasuk tells you dafki eat it together. So vad if the pasuk tells you dafki eat it together, it's mitzvah subakach. So vad is not mevat lazuazu. But how do you know there's a klal and kol terakula mitzvahs a mevat lazuazu? That another two mitzvahs won't be mevatel each other. Maybe dafke here is different because the Torah told you dafke did it together. So what's the raya to other places in Shas where you have two mitzvahs and then at mevat lazuazu? Emphatesis. This is the pshat in the Gemara. If you held misvarech itzayna, that mitzvahs are mevat lazuazu. So before you learn up the pasuk, you already think that you're not allowed to eat the matzah marah together. And if you eat the matzah marah together, you're not yaitzah, because mitzvah is mevat lazuazu. Now the pasuk tells you, matzah samarai mechlu. So that would teach you that you're allowed to eat them together. Avad, you could also eat them separately, but you're allowed to eat them together. You wouldn't have a right to go so far and say that the pasuk is mechadash, you have to eat them together. Where do you see that? Maybe all the pasuk means is that you're allowed to eat them together. If without the pasuk, you're not allowed to eat them together. Mitzvah mevat lazuazu. So now the pasuk tells you to eat them together. We don't see in the pasuk that you're mechuyev to eat them together. We see in the pasuk that you're allowed to eat them together. But if you want, you don't have to eat them together. Mashein kein. If the svarich itzayna before we start the pasuk, if originally before we start the pasuk we'll think mitzvahs are a mevat lazuazu. So before we have a pasuk telling you one way or the other, we would know that you're allowed to eat them together or separately, each one you want. Because mitzvahs aim of atlazuazu. So you can eat them together, you can eat them separately. And now the pasuk says on matzah merei mechlu to tell you that they should be together. So now a vadu will say that the pasuk means they have to be together. Because to tell you that they're allowed to be together, that we don't need a pasuk. So now, we would say the pasuk means they have to be together. So Mela, both kashas are miyushit. You have a kasha, where do you see in Hillel that mitzvahs are ein mevat lezu azu? Here it's different because the Torah tells you bedafka to have them together. Hagufa. If Hillel would hold that normally mitzvahs are mevat lezu azu, he wouldn't dash in the pasuk to tell you they have to be together. He would just dash in the pasuk to tell you they're allowed to be together. But they don't have to be together. Since Hillel dashes the pasuk they have to be together, in them state that before the pasuk he already knew that they're allowed to be together. Mitzvahs ein mevat lezu azu. And the other kasha, that the Rabbanon hold also you can eat them together. So where did the Rabbanon hold mitzvahs ein mevat lezu azu? Teretz is. Here the Rabbanon hold you can eat them together because of Xeris Akasif, or Mansur Murray Mechlu. But why did the Chacham Darshan, Dafka, that you're allowed to eat them together with Xeris Akasif? Because without the Xeris Akasif, I stay the Rabbanon hold you're not allowed to eat them together. So male the Rabbanon would say to Pasuk's telling you're allowed to eat them together. So come dice, going to dices. The Machlokes Hillel and the Rabbanan Ba'alma is that Hillel holds mitzvahs aim of Alazuzu, you can do either you want. You could eat the two mitzvahs together, you can eat them separately. And Ba'alma the Rabbanan hold, no, you can't eat them together. Mitzvahs mevat lezuzu. And here is Xeris Akasav. According to Hillel, the Xeris Akasav is you have to eat them together. And according to the Rabbanan, the Xeris Akasav is you're allowed to eat them together. That's Shitas Taisis in the Sugya. The Balamaya Shita is like this. The Balamaya the Girsa, and Akam Yishayin bring this Girsa. They just hold, it's not the Girsa, but this Girsa is brought in a lot of Yishayinim. Then when Ravashi said, El Amar Ravashi, Hai Tana Hillelhu, V'achi Katani. This Tana goes like Hillel. They're Fakir. Ravashi is saying the Brisa is Mamish Hillel. And Fakir, the Brisa is being Mechadish, and even though Hillel says he has to eat them together, but it's not a Ikuv. It's not a Ikuv. I feel as if that's my Yitzah. You yates in the mitzvah, even if you eat them separately. Like Achili, you should eat them together. But in the end, you can eat them separately. That's how he teaches the Gemara. So Kum Dais, after Avashi said, Hai Tana Hillelu, so we have no brisa of the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yechanan says, Chalukanov Chaver Vel Hillel. We don't have a brisa to support Rabbi Yechanan. But, the Baal Amar says, since Rabbi Yechanan said, Chalukanov Chaver Vel Hillel, since Rabbi Yechanan said that there is a Shita Achalekis, even though we don't have a Braisa backing him up, we Neman that way. We Neman, there must be a Zach Chachamim that a Chaylik on Hillel. And the Chachamim hold that even here by Matzah Mar, the Mitzvah Sumivat Lazu Azul, Lefida Balamar. Other Rabbi, Hillel holds that you can do either one. You can eat them together, you can eat them separately. And the Chacham that a Chaylik, they hold that you can't eat them together, because Mitzvah Lazu Azul, even here. But the Braisa that says you can do it even Zev Neatzma, Zev Neatzma, that's Hillel. That's the Baal Amar's Pshat in the Gemara. The Ramban al Muhammad has a third Pshat. The Ramban al Muhammad says Avada the Braisa is not Hillel. Avada the Braisa that says you can eat it separately, that doesn't go like Hillel. Hillel holds that you have to eat them together, you're not Yetzir if you don't eat them together. Hillel holds you're not Yetzir if you don't eat them together. And the Braisa that says you can eat them separately, that's not Hillel. That's the Rabbanan. But Ravashi is saying, the Rabbanan also don't hold that mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. The Rabbanan also mitzvahs ein mevat lezu azu. Because the Rabbanan also hold you could eat it together. The Gemara originally said, with Rabbi Yechanan, Chalkalov, Chaver Val Hillel, that the Pshat is, that the Rabbanan hold mitzvahs mevat lezu azu, that you're not allowed to eat them together. Dushtate in the Braisa, that you have to dafke eat them separately. In fact, the Vashi said, what's a filu, Zev Neatzmai? She said, dafke Zev Neatzmai. Elamai, there are but also mitzvahs, ain mevat lezu azu. And there is no sheet that holds the mitzvahs mevat lezu azu. And a machlekes hill, there are but is that hill holds you dafke have to eat the matzamara together. And if you don't eat the matzamara together, you're not yaitza. And there are but no. Even if you eat them separately, you eat it. But if you eat them together, you also eat it. Because they also paskin that mitzvahs aim of at lezu azu. And other Abin, they're abundant. It's more clear that mitzvahs aim of at lezu azu than in Hillel. Because in Hillel, you could say maybe mitzvahs bekach. He says you have to eat them together. But in their abundant, you don't have to eat them together. You eat it separately, but still you eat it if you eat them together. It's marmish mafurish, mitzvahs aim of at lezu azu. So on the Rans Pshat, you really have to eat this kasha. What's the raya that Hillel holds that mitzvahs are aim of atlazu azu? Maybe here it's different. Because here the Torah b'davkas mechayv yutita matzumara together. What was the Gemara's raya? Man tana. Mitzvahs aim of atlazu azu is Hillel. Because Hillel ate it together. Hillel holds you have to eat it together. So what's the raya holds mitzvahs aim of atlazu azu? Zog the Ran in Chedushi HaRan, a gewaldig lom de shibshat. That be'emis in the mitzvahs achilas matzah, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. And that's even b'zman hazeh. And that mitzvah is even though Mora b'zman hazeh is derabanan. You don't have a Karban Pesach. Mora is totally in a Karban Pesach. Mora b'zman hazeh is derabanan. The only mitzvah of Karban Mora is al matzah mori mechlu. But matzah you have Be'erev Teichlu Matzahs. So there's a chiv even b'zman hazeh to eat matzah. So that mitzvah that's there, that's a chiv b'zman hazeh also to eat, that mitzvah is avada noig b'zman habayis also. So b'zman habayis in matzah, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of matzah b'fnei atzma, b'erev teichlu matzahs. There's also a mitzvah of a matzah semori mechlu, just like there's a mitzvah semori to eat it with the Karban Pesach. There's a mitzvah of matzah to eat it with the Karban Pesach. Zog deran, so oibazah enachinami. Mitzad the mitzvah of eating the matzah mora together with the Karban Pesach, yibachal don't have a raya that mitzvah's aim of at lezu azu. Because in that case, that's the mitzvah. That's good for the mitzvah, to eat it together. How can you bring a raya that mitzvah's aim of at lezu azu? That's mamish the mitzvah, to eat them together. So you don't have any raya that mitzvah's aim of at lezu azu. Masha'en came, mitzad yaitz in the mitzvah of the Erev Teichlu Matzahs, there you have a raya. Because had the Torah tell you to eat the matzah mora together with the Karban Pesach, Enachinami to be yetsu the mitzvah of matzah mori mechlu. There is no having a mitzvah mevat lazu azu. That's good for the mitzvah. But there's a mitzvah of erev teichlu matzah stami mechlu you have to eat matzah. So how are you going to be yetsu yen a mitzvah of eating matzah? And vice days, the Ran doesn't read the says, but vice days, the Gemara Elder was a deichik to learn that you have to eat two gzeis from a matzah. One to mekayim erev teichlu matzah, and that one you have to eat alone. And the other to Mekai in the mitzvah of Matzah Meri Mechlu, and that eat together with the Mor in the Karban Pesach. The Baal the Torah says of Matzah Meri Mechlu, Vais says with this Gezayis of Matzah, Yetz of both. I was like, in them state, mitzvah's aim of at lezu azu. Because the mitzvah of Erev Teichlu Matzah, that's not a mitzvah daf kiti with Mor. That mitzvah's nothing to do with the Mor. That mitzvah's even when there's no Mor. Even as man is there, when there's no Pesach and no Mor, there's a key in mitzvah of Erev Teichlu Matzah. And if he eats in that mitzvah is mana bayis with the mor and the Karban Pesach, so in them state, mitzvah's aim of al azu azu. That's the Ran's Teretz to Taisus Kasha. Then the Gemara goes weiter. The Gemara says, Hashal im ilchas a loike hil v'loike rabbanon. Since we don't have a klar halacha, it's like hil they're supposed to eat it together, or the rabbanon they're supposed to eat it separately. Mevarech al achilas matzah v'achal. So you should make a brach al achilas matzah and eat it. Then you should eat mar separately with the bracha al achilas mar. Behad achal matzu chasib hadeh adadi b'loy bracha. Zeichel amikdash kehillel. And then you should eat the matzah and the mar together without a bracha. Zeichel amikdash kehillel. So the Shainim Taisus asks Akasha, why is this only true if it's leim hilchas alay kamar v'alay kamar? The Gemara said before that even according to Hillel that holds the mitzvah, the aim of atla zu azu. But since matzah is their isa and mar is their abanan, so mar is their abanan is mevatel the matzah is their isa. So anyway, you have to eat the matzah separately. So anyway, you're going to have to eat the matzah separately, even according to Hillel. So what's the pshat in the Gemara? Hashlem ilch saloike hil v'loike rabanan. Then you eat the matzah alone and the mar alone, and then together. So emphin the rishayim. Now lefi Hillel, even if avada you'd have to eat the matzah alone. Because only matzah is their ice and mora their abundance mevatel the matzah that's their ice. But afterwards you would eat the matzah and mora together b'kricha, and you would eat the mora alone, because since there's a mitzvah to make kricha, so male it's not called the mitzvah same mevatel azu azu. So male you'd eat the matzah and the mora together with the kricha, even though you ate the mitzvah the ice of matzah when you ate it alone. But now there is a mitzvah al kapanim now where you don't have a Karban Pesach. Al kapanim is a mitzvah derabanan to eat mar and a mitzvah derabanan to eat bekricha. So memela, you'd eat the matzah and the mar together. Bekricha wouldn't be called mitzvah mevat lezu azu. So according to Hillel, you'd first eat matzah and then eat matzah and mar together. According to the Rabbanan, you can't do that because the Rabbanan hold that mitzvahs mevatel zu azu, so the matzah mevatel the mar. And Taisus says, even Lefi Taisus had held that according to the Rabbanan, the you could eat the matzah and the mar together. And even according to the Rishayim, the Ramban that holds that the Rabbanan don't hold mitzvahs mevatel zu azu, and also you can eat the mar and the matzah together. But that's only when you're being yaitz to the matzah and the mar. But since you're already yaitz to the mitzvah of matzah without the kricha, so now the matzah you can eat with the maror is a reshus. Because according to Rabbanan, there is no mitzvah of kricha. So the matzah now is a reshus. So now the reshus is mevatel the maror, which is a mitzvah of Rabbanan. So mele, according to Hillel, the kricha is a mitzvah. So mele, eat the matzah first without kricha, and then eat the matzah and maror together to mekayim the mitzvah kricha. Mashein kein, according to the Rabbanan, there's no mitzvah of kricha. So mele, you have to eat the matzah without kricha, that's according to everyone. But once you ate the matzah without kricha, now the matzah you can eat with the maror is mamash rishus. There's no mitzvah of kricha. The mele rishus ki mevatel mitzvah de Rabbanan. So mele, you have to eat the maror alone for the Rabbanan, and then you should eat the matzah and maror to mekayim the mitzvah kricha according to Hillel. Now the Gemara says a lashon, it's zeichel mikdash kehillel. That the reason why eating kricha is a zeichel mikdash. In the shaila, a little bit shvayt al diyakal lashon. Stop, the din is a din mar is der abanan. We don't say mar eating mar al zeichel mikdash. Mar is der abanan. Even though I mean the raisa, you only mechuyif to eat mar with the Karban Pesach. And bizman, there's no base in mikdash, you don't have the Karban Pesach, you're not mechuyif to eat mar. So min Rabbanan, though, there's a chiv titmar. And that we don't say zechel and mikdash kehillel. So l'chaya, the Baal Hill holds that the mitzvah of mar has to be with the kricha. Has to be with the kricha of matzah mar. So why don't you say it's mikir adin? What's the pshat? It's zechel and mikdash kehillel. L'chaya, it's mikir adin. That's the chiv of mar. The chiv of mar is to be eaten with the kricha. Like according to the Baal Amar, it's very good. The Baal Amar holds that even according to Hillel, he eats it without a kricha. The kriech is only a mitzvah l'chatchila. So now that you ate mar separately, because you want to be yaitz according to the Rabbanan, so the emesin yaitz b'di'evet according to Hillel also. So the melian gansin yaitz your mitzvah. Taisus God also holds that way. Taisus also holds that according to Hillel, b'di'evet yaitz without a kriech. According to Taisus Pshat in the Gemara, the way we explained it, it's not mukhrich. According to the Baal Amar, it's mukhrich. The Baal Amar says that this braisa, that yachol you only yaitz if you eat it together kederach shehil leisin tamalei mal matz mary mechlu afilu zef neatzav zef neatzmai, that goes dafka like Hillel. So forget it's mamish mefurish in the Gemara that even according to Hillel you yaitz it without a kricha. According to Taisus, it's not mukhrich. Taisus holds that that price goes like the Rabbanan, and according to the Rabbanan, either way is good. Without a pasuk, you would say that you're not yaitz when you eat them together. The pasuk says, "Yaitzu and eat them together. Yaitzu and eat them separately. Either way, yaitzu." And that's according to the Rabbanan. And according to Hillel, Yadavka shirid it b'kricha. But Taisus also mentions that b'di'evin he yaitzu without kricha. The Mashal is bothered. Where did Taisus get it from? The way Taisus learned the Gemara, it's not mafurish in the Gemara that according to Hillel yaitzu b'di'evin without kricha. Could be according to Hillel is a chi of kricha and yaitzu b'di'evin without kricha. It's not mafurish. I can't even speak about it. Al Kapanim, that's Taisa Shita also. That according to Hillel, but the Eved Yaitza without Kricha. So according to Taisus and the Baal Amar, but the Eved Yaitza without Kricha. So we can understand why the Gemara says, Eichel Mikdash Kehillel. Because Be'etzim, even according to Hillel, you're ready Yaitza. Hayesi, anyway, you have to eat the Mar separately. Because otherwise, you're not going to be Yaitza according to the Rabbanan. Because the Matzah, that's a Shosim, without the Mar, that's a Mitzah, the Rabbanan. But according to Hillel, he could eat them together, because the matzah is not a reshus, it's a mitzvah of kricha. So melel, it's a mitzvah of kricha, it's a mitzvah already, mitzvah mevat lezu azu. But, lemaisi ate it separately according to the Rabbanan. So lemaisi yates it a mitzvah. So b'di'evid yates it, so why do you make a kricha? Zeichel lemikdash, and really yates it a mitzvah. But since b'zman mikdash, according to Hillel, they b'dafke made a kricha, so zeichel mikdash kehillel, I would have to make a kricha now also, even though I'm yaitz b'di'evid without it. But according to the Ramban al-Lachamis in the Chedushi Aran, that according to Hillel, you're not yaitz without kricha. You're not yaitz without kricha b'chlal. And they say klar, that if you'd be yaitz without kricha, there wouldn't be masakin a zeichel mikdash. So if you're not Yetzer without Kvicha Bechlau, so what's up Shan in the Gemara that's al Zechel Amikdash Kehillah? L'chaya, the Gemara should say, according to the Rabbanan, you have to eat the Mara Dafka separately. Because even if you hold according to the Rabbanan, mitzvahs ain't mevat lezuzu, but here the matzahs are reshus, and the reshus will be mevat the mitzvah the Rabbanan of Mara. But according to Hillel, you have to eat dafka together. Hillel holds the din of kvicha. Senech rami matzah yetzah separately, because matzah is the din of erev teichel matzahs, like we said. Matzah is the only mitzah deraisa. Then you have mechuyiv to eat it separately, because otherwise the mara derabanan vatal the matzah. But now you want to be yetzah the mitzah derabanan of mara. The mitzah is with kvicha. So mela, you need kvicha bedafka. Why does the gemara say al zeichel mikdash kehilo? So now mitzvah machlekes apayskim. The Torah says in Nusach that you shouldn't make any hefsik in the bracha. Make a bracha on achilas matzah and achilas mar. You shouldn't make any hefsik until you finish eating the kairich oso. Until you finish eating the matzah mar b'kricha, you shouldn't make any hefsik. The Torah says it's a lashin. Hareitzel kaiyam mitzvah min amufcher. Hareitzel kaiyam mitzvah amufcher shouldn't make any hefsik because you don't know when you yaitza. According to Rabbanan, Yetzer without the Kricha. According to Hillel, Yetzer with the Kricha. So, Meli, you shouldn't make a hefsik between the Bracha, Lechilas Mar, and the Kricha. The Tanya says, Lechayr, it sounds like it's Mashma, that if you make a hefsik, you have to make a Bracha over it, because you're not Yetzer according to Hillel. So, if you make any hefsik, you're not Yetzer according to Hillel. And the Gain also is Mashma that way. The Gain is also Mashma, this that we eat, the Matzah Mar together, is Mikra Din. And if you're mafsik, you're not Yetzer the Bracha. The Taz himself is Ma'ir, that the Torah is not Mashma away. The Torah says, it's a mitzvah and a muvchar. It's not Mashma, Ikra din is a Issa hefsik. Now good, that's something we can learn, that maybe the Torah is like Taisus and like the Balamar, that even according to Hillel, Yetzer be the Evan with the Marib of Neatzmai, and the Kricha is only, now that you're doing the Kricha, it's only because Zeichel and Mikdash Kil, we want to remember that Hillel was Mekayim, Lechatchila with Kricha, but since we can't do Lechatchila with Kricha in the beginning, because we have to be Yaitz according to the Rabbanan, and now Behechach we Yaitz already according to Hillel, so Mele we really Yaitz. The Biskirov says in the Grach HaLashas that even if you hold like the Rishonim, that according to Hillel, you're not Yaitz without Kricha, that's only the Ikam Mitzvah Mara Deraisa. The Ikam Mitzvah Mara Deraisa. There, you're not Yetzer without Kricha. There, the only din, the only way to be Yetzer mitzvah mar b'derais is with the Kricha, with the matzah and the mar. Mashen came the din derabbanon, to eat marar, that's not a din to eat marar. He says the Rambam's mashenway. The Rambam says a mitzvah divay seifen to eat marar. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to eat marar with Kricha. Vayis says the mitzvah to eat marar l'chud, just to eat marar. So according to the Brisker Rav, it's muzba, the lashen of the Torah that says it's a mitzvah min amufcher not to be mafsik until after you eat the kairich, because it's not mikra din. If the pshat is you wouldn't be yaitz according to Hillel unless you have kairich, so navada mikra din, you can't be mafsik. We don't know what the brach is going on. According to the Rabbanan, the brach is going on the mara l'chud. According to Hillel, the brach is going on the kricha. But Zok the Biskrof, even if you all like the Rishayim, like the Ramban and the Chedushi Aran, that according to Hillel, you're not Yetzer without Kricha. That's only the mitzvah deraisa of Mara b'zman habayis, you're not Yetzer without Kricha. But the mitzvah Mara b'zman hazeh, l'kuli alma, even according to Hillel, was not mechiyev to eat Mara. It's not mechiyev to eat Mara. And the mail of the Kricha is only as Eichel HaMikdash Kehillel. That was Asun Prima Gadim, and the Prima Gadim says it's not a taina that it says in the Gemara, Eichel HaMikdash Kehillel. Other Abba, the Taz and the Gayan will learn that when it says Eichel HaMikdash, they mean that the whole din mar is al zeichel mikdash. That's gufur pshat and zeichel mikdash. The whole chi of mar is zeichel mikdash. And according to Hillel, the zeichel mikdash has to be done in the way they did in the base of mikdash, which is the kricha. And then echanami, according to the bichlal not yetzir chayvus mar b'zman hazeh without kricha. Even though the gemara says a lashon of zeichel mikdash, but good, zeichel mikdash means that that's the chi of mar. But the rif is not mashma away. The rif is mashma that there's a chiv to do a bezunder zeichel mikdash of the kricha. So I think the Chalk Yankov brings an aruch mamish that way. At the Chalk Yankov brings the aruch that bezman hazeh, you ready yaitz in the mitzvah mar, But the achila is lizikarim ba'alma, he says. So since it's lizikarim ba'alma, loy mevachinen alo. You don't make a bracha on it. The Briskei Shtikl commandment says the whole thing in the Bach. The Bach says the whole thing that even if bizman abayis, that you wouldn't be yaitz according to Hillel without kricha, but bizman azeh, the ikka mitzah stam tit mar, and the kricha is only zechel mikdash. The Bach makes a diuk in the Gemara. L'chayr, it's a very stark diuk. The Gemara says that yimavarech al achilas matzah v'achul, yimavarech al achilas mar v'achul, v'had achul matzu chasa b'had ne'adadi, beloy bracha, zechel mikdash kehillel. According to the Taz and the Gayan, it's not beloy bracha. The bracha either goes on the mar alone, or it goes on the kricha. We don't know. If the halacha is like the rabbana and the bracha goes on the mar alone, If the bracha is like Hillel, so the bracha is dafka on the kricha. But the Gemara is mefurish not that way. The Gemara is mefurish, the bracha is on the mar alone. And the kricha is eaten below the bracha. So mele zak de bachavadim ikir din yalada be mafsik before the kricha. It's only, so minamufcha like the Torah says, that since bismana mikdash, yitaka were only yaitzu with the kricha. So bismana mikdash should be a din that you couldn't be mafsik. So there is an inyan of zeich lemikdash not to be mafsik even bezman azeh until you finish the kricha.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.